Well, joining us for his regular chat here on Proper Sport, it is Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Morning, Darren.
How are you?
Very well. Looking forward to enjoying my Easter break in an unknown location.
Yes, very much looking forward to Easter, no doubt about that.
You know, let me tell you what I'm going to do this Easter.
Oh, go on, then.
I'm going to have a real big celebration.
Okay.
On behalf of you guys, winning the Independent Radio News Award for Best Sports Coverage last year, the Tour of Yorkshire 2017. You're all to be tremendously congratulated because it was an excellent entry and you took on some formidable opposition. So they're not as formidable now. Because you won the... And it's great. And I have spoken to Yvonne, and now I can spoil the surprise, because I've said she has to get together and organise a great celebratory slap-up night out for all the guys and girls to recall properly what a great achievement. You've been runners-up for 2 years, now you've cracked it, and well done to everybody.
Well, thank you very much, KB. That's very much appreciated. It was a surprise to win, but we were obviously very, very happy to.
So you said the wrong thing there. It wasn't a surprise.
Well,
you're expecting to win because you know you're good.
Well, we knew it had a good entry, but you never know with these things. So it was a little bit of a shock, but no, we're quite humbled that.
Yeah, it was 3 years, second, and now first.
Exactly.
Great. Well, as I said before, well done, everybody.
Thanks very much, KB. Let's start our chat then with some Leeds United. We're back from international duty. It's Bolton on Good Friday. And I suppose the club are trying to sort of get the fans back on side after a few sort of missteps in the last 6 or 7 months. Not surprisingly, because the early bird season ticket offer finishes tomorrow, so they're trying to get some more on board, I would imagine.
Well, normally, yes, and of course, in Yorkshire, there'll probably be a rush of money tomorrow because of the deadline. No point in paying early if you can pay on the last minute. But no, it's very encouraging, and the owner must be pleased at the fact that he's getting a response from the fans. So that's great. Meanwhile, no doubt he's had time to get himself settled in, knows the weakness and strengths of the various people and departments in the club. Then I would think now he has to start planning now for next season. The next season starts the day after the last game of this season. Doesn't start in August. Starts the beginning of May. So 2018, 2019 is the target. If it's a centenary, the book coming out, as I understand there is, no better way of celebrating a centenary than going back up to where Leeds should have been in the first place.
Yeah, it certainly would be an apt place to celebrate the centenary. It'd be no doubt about that. It's always difficult in international friendlies and taking time off, but it probably came as a good time for Leeds. What did you make of England during those friendlies and ahead of the World Cup? There were some great Leeds United Academy prospects coming through there. Obviously, Lewis Cook, obviously
great
at Bournemouth.
Great to Lewis, but also, on a lighter note, great congratulations to his granddad. Because when Lewis was a kid, his granddad put a few bob on him getting an England cap. Don't know whether it was 100 quid or 1,000 quid, but he copped for 17,000. So I hope Lewis got a glass of champagne out of that when he got home.
I would have thought so, yeah.
Congratulations. And it just goes to show how well the academy worked under Neil Redfern and Lucy Ward, which that idiot Mr. Cellino smashed up. Just look at the number of outstanding young players now performing who came from the academy. You've got Lewis Cook, Byron, Lees, Danny Rose, Aaron Lennon. I'm running out of names now, my memory's failing, but what a tremendous conveyor belt of great young players and their English, the British. They could all, Johnny Howson, they could all be in, could have been in today's outstanding Leeds United first team squad.
Yeah, fantastic prospects for England, no doubt about that. Oh, elsewhere in sport, KB, all the talk this week has been about Australian cricket and the ball tampering row. The captain, Steve Smith, the vice captain, David Warner, and the bowler, Cameron Bancroft, all have been suspended for ball tampering in the South African Test Series.
I've just watched one of them crying his eyes out on TV. Sydney Airport saying it was an error of judgment. It wasn't. He was a bloody cheat. And he thought he'd get away with it. Now, of course, he's very sorry, and all are, because they were found out. But the reports suggest, A, it's endemic in the Australian squad, and B, it was known about at the highest level. They're talking about they should be suspended for a match. They should be thrown out of the game for life. Because cheats always cheat. And you don't need it.
I completely agree with you. I don't think a year's ban is enough. I think they need a lot more. I put it almost the same as the sort of spot fixing, as that sort of thing. So I don't think a year is enough, KB, not at all. Talking of a year, it's a year to the day that we leave Europe and Brexit happens. Brexit Day is a year to the day, KB.
Yes, thank goodness. And years roll by quickly at my age, so I'm looking forward to March the 31st, 2019, when we give the longbow salute to the French and the others, and take back our independence, control our own destiny, and keep going to newer and higher levels. And I'm sure it's going to be a great success. It's going to be hard work, but it's a bit like people who spend their life on the benefit system, moaning about their luck. All these remainers are bellyaching about living in the European Union, being looked after. Well, we can look after ourselves. And I tell you what, some people are so thick and stupid, they're saying, well, we get so much from the EU for this and so much from the EU for that. Well, where will that money come from? Well, let me explain to those people. That money is our money. We, the Brits, give our money to Europe. And then they give dribs and drabs it back to us. Less, of course, exorbitant charges and administrative costs. All of which going overpaid, tax-paid, tax-free, non-accountable bureaucrats. And self-appointed bureaucrats. If you can translate it to the UK, can you imagine the civil service running the country, independently of Parliament and MPs, and self-appointing each other and promoting each other, and with the MPs and Parliament having little or no power or control over the civil servants? That's what it's like in Europe, but it's not been spelt out properly. Mr. Garnier wasn't appointed by the European Parliament. He was appointed by his cronies. So is Mr. Tusk. So is Mr. Juncker. You know, some of them parachuted in a number two into the second top job in the bureaucracy. And he'd been parachuted by his mates. Ridiculous. When you think how inefficient our civil service is, just imagine what it's like. The whole of Europe is run by people of the same ilk. Maybe not as good. So all the moaners and bream owners want to stay. They're basically people who are too bloody lazy to think for themselves, to act for themselves, and work for themselves. All we've got to do is roll up our sleeves and get on with it. Save absolute billions, which we then put into our own institution directly. I'll be more efficiently than we're doing at the moment. The Europeans want us more than... They need us more than we want them. Because all these various quangos, the Euro Atom, Euro this, the Euro that, Euro Pole, everybody sounds as if we get everything from them. But we make significant contributions to all these institutions, and they need ours. Our knowledge, our brains, our initiative, our hard work, and our money.
Well, KB, as a pleasure, always. Thanks very much for your time this week. We'll catch up with you next week and enjoy your Easter break, wherever that may be.
Well, we'll keep moving around for security purposes.